This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The U.S. women's ice hockey team claimed silver last night, falling to Canada in a close and heartbreaking championship game. But as Diane Bazooka reports, their success over the years is already sparking changes in girls' hockey and inspiring the next generation of players.
When women's ice hockey was added to the Olympics in 1998, Alex Cavallini was 6 years old and just learning how to skate. Her mom, Nancy Rigsby, remembers what Alex said when Team USA won gold.
She goes, "I'm going to go to the Olympics someday."
20 years later, she was the backup goaltender for Team USA at the 2018 Games in Pyeongchang. She returned this year to Beijing, and now she has 2 Olympic medals. But Cavallini's path to the apex of women's ice hockey wasn't easy.
There weren't as many quality girls clubs as there are now. So she never played girls hockey, really, other than a few tournament teams until she went to college.
Like many of her teammates, Cavallini grew up playing on boys' teams because it was the only option. Now, more than 800 girls on 28 teams play high school hockey in Wisconsin. When the state's girls' hockey program started in 2002, there were just 6 teams. Tom Shafransky is an assistant director of the state's High School Athletic Association.
Now we're starting to see where moms are able to say, "Hey, you know, I played for this team and it was a great thing for me," and their daughters are the ones who are now coming forward. And we certainly see an uptick whenever the Olympics come around and the girls' Olympic program does well, especially when they win gold.
And those high school players are going on to college. This season, the NCAA expanded the Division I college women's hockey tournament from 8 to 11 teams and added several new Division III programs. The Women's Professional Hockey League is also adding teams. Carla Pentmoen played for Wisconsin from 2009 to 2011. Now, she helps high school players navigate the college recruitment process.
And I have young girls who want to play hockey at Wisconsin or Minnesota, and they wear those sweatshirts. And I think being able to look at those teams that have had so much success and see what can be and the beautiful locker rooms and the amenities and even taking jets to play teams, you know, as females, it's just so cool.
But for the youngest girls who want to play hockey, boys' teams are often still the only option. When 13-year-old Jessie DeMarcy started playing hockey, she played on a boys' team near Janesville.
One time I had to change in a closet with 2 other girls. I wouldn't really talk unless there was another girl on the team.
Now she plays goalie for a girls' team in Verona. It's a longer drive to practice, but Jessie says she feels more included. That's why Robin Billsborough with the Wisconsin Amateur Hockey Association created all-girls teams for the youngest players, ages 8 and under. When she started with the association, girls made up only 13% of the players in her region. 5 years later, that number has grown to 33%.
Part of youth sports is that team environment. It's not just all about being a great athlete. It's all about the connections and the team camaraderie.
Hockey mom and former college player Amanda Ferwerda agrees. The real impact of an all-girls team is in the locker room.
Building those relationships and getting yourself set and comfortable for the game. You can't do that in a small closet, getting ready by yourself. Representation matters, and being with people that are like you matters.
At a Saturday practice in Middleton, 9-year-old Nora Martin is getting ready to take the ice. She's one girl who still plays with the boys, and she calls the U.S. women's team players her hockey heroes.
It's amazing to see them, like, be able to play and know that they had to go through stuff to get to where they are right now, and to see that they're in the Olympics, to see that they're on TV, just to see that they're playing is, like, amazing to watch.
Her favorite player is former UW Badger Brianna Decker, who also grew up playing on boys' teams in Wisconsin. Diane Bazooka, Wisconsin Public Radio.